This is Terry.
Hey Derek, how's it going? Rick here with Health
Good.
Advisor.
Uh-huh.
We just had a chat about a mobile application you were looking
Yes.
for, and I apologize, I had to call you in about 15 minutes, and then I was with another client, and that took a little
That's
longer.
fine.
Are we still good to speak?
Yes.
Perfect. So let me try and pick off from where we got disconnected. You mentioned that you have a new sanctioning body going live within the next year, and therefore you have a deadline to have the app completed by March of 2024,
Yes.
right? So
Yes.
as far as the features are concerned, because I reckon you were looking for a cost and
Yes.
some numbers on the timeline as well, and that kind of boils down to the features you need and how you expect them to function, and whether it's going to be for both the Android and the iOS, or is it going to be for one of them. So let's start with the basics. Is the app going to be for both the Android and the iOS, or would you rather not publish the application?
I'd say at this point it'd be for both.
For both, okay. All right, and how about the features? You did mention that to inform racers of upcoming events, rider groups, location, maybe live, maybe live info during a race. So more like a, say more like a Google Map integration that shows you the track of the race and say GPS of
probably not the track of the race that is designed like the day before, so I think that'd be difficult to get done. But it would have like the race schedule, and then maybe be able to notify the racers of that race coming up, and then another section of just rider groups, and so that way, if you want to go riding and you're new in an area, you can find groups of people that are all interest you. But I think the most and those are to me are pretty generic type things. But the one thing I wanted to try to do was be able to turn off and on the app system to each person if they don't keep their membership current, so that the app actually would have their membership number on there, and if it's on, that means you're current. If it's off, you're not getting that app because
Right,
this is a
and
membership. Go ahead.
of course, yes. So, how does the membership renew? I mean, apart from the application, how does it essentially function? Do they pay like a fee to?
It'd be yearly,
A
and
yearly annual subscription, right? I think all of that could be done, in fact, pretty much automated using the mobile application. So, if say someone, there's two ways to onboard, a rider on the application, or say an aspiring rider on the application, a racer to the application. Either you onboard them, like there is an offline pre-onboarding process that you complete with them, and then give them the credentials to the application. That way, you wouldn't even have to go live on the app stores, and that saves you cost as well, and that saves you quite a bit of headache as well, right? The other way about it, if you want to make it commercial and you have like a commercial proposition for this, whereby you intend to attract new users to the application and new racers to the application using the traffic from the app stores, then of course you have to go live on the app stores. And when they sign up on the application, they submit to you more like their brief profile that's submitted to the admins on the other side of the application, the back end. And when the admins approve them to the application, that's when they get the access to the features on the app. Until then, they just see like a verification status telling them that they need to wait for 24 hours or 48 hours or whatever. And then once they approve, that's when they can enter their card on the application. There could be a payment merchant integration to the application as well, and more like a fixed fee that they pay to start their subscription. Now, for the subscription to function on a recurring basis, they could either be auto-enrolled, you know, with you know, appropriate disclaimer and terms and conditions that they would be paying on a yearly basis, unless they manually cancel out, just like, you know, any subscription, say Netflix or Spotify or whatever. Or you could, if you want to keep this manual and, you know, keep it for them to decide whether they want to continue the next year or not, this could be done manually as well. But then the app is going to be, you know, smart enough in layman terms to be able to offload a user if they're not, you know, if they're no longer paying, or they're no longer current, like you mentioned, and to you know, continue their access if they keep paying on an annual basis.
Perfect.
Is that what you were thinking as well, or do you want to keep part of this offline?
Say that again.
Do you want to keep some part of this offline? I mean, do you want to handle this offline, or would you like to automate this?
I almost think offline is kind of what it is, because it's just a membership based, and how would I, if somebody wanted to be in this, how would I send them the link? Is that all it would be then? Is the link I'd send anybody that wanted to join?
Exactly. I mean, a link, or say, you know, more nicely, it could be a QR code you send.
Okay, QR code.
Uh-huh. Exactly.
What's the difference in cost of keeping it private versus on the App Store? What kind of cost is involved there?
So in terms of the development, you know, the first contract between you and us that covers the discovery, design, development, and deployment, since the deployment is going to be pretty much eliminated, you'd be looking at somewhere about 15% in terms of cost savings, right?
Uh-huh.
And more importantly, you know, once the app goes live and it's on the app stores, with Apple, it doesn't make a lot of difference, because, you know, in any case, everyone would have to go through the Apple test flight, if not the Apple App Store. But with Android, there's going to be a lot less maintenance. So, you know, because every, say, a few months, every couple months, Android, you know, would send out an update to you that you need to get done with your developer, and the app would otherwise deprecate, right?
Uh-huh.
The app would deprecate anyway, but, you know, Android would seize access to the application unless that's fixed, which kind of becomes, you know, like a, you know, kind of an ad hoc problem, unless you have an in-house development team that's looking after it, like, on a full-time basis.
Right,
that comes at its cost as well, of course. But then, you know, even with that, at a second thought, I mean, if you say you work with us, hopefully, we do offer a maintenance retainer that's kind of flat-priced and, you know, covers for everything that needs to be done on a monthly basis, if you'd like to optionally retain us for that. And, you know, that covers for version updates and for library updates anyway. So you'd need some sort of maintenance, say basic maintenance or, you know, high-level maintenance on the application, regardless of which of the two routes you plan to go with. So
you
know, since we come at a one-tier maintenance plan that's fixed, that comes with uncapped maintenance and no differences to you, no, you know, fluff in terms of basic, silver, diamond, We don't do that in terms of maintenance. So, you know, the maintenance part would be, you know, the difference in the cost for maintenance would be eliminated anyway. So it's just the development deployment cost that you're saving in terms of 15% lump sum towards not deploying these to the app stores.
Okay.
So tell me this, Derek, just to try and understand and try and wrap my head around the proposition better. Do you represent a company, or is this your own startup, or like a pet project that you do?
This is my own startup. I put what it is jet ski races. We put jet ski races on, and right now I am sanctioned under a sanctioned body, but I want to go out on my own. And this is there to me. This is the answer of the membership problem that we're having with the company that I'm with now. Because there is no, they have a website that's very seldom updated, and that's only really updated during their big race. They put on the world finals, and that's the only time where they don't really cater to the new riders like I do, because he's on a grander scale, and just having something a little more. Everybody's on their phone, you know, and I know when I go to like a football game for my kid, they have, God, I don't remember what apps they have, but they have apps that they will, you know, if the game's running 30 minutes behind, somebody will get on there, and all the parents are notified immediately that, you know, it's been canceled or it's 30 minutes behind, you know, and so that's a feature that I'd want in there that, you know, if you attend this race. And then the rest of it's just raw information of, you know, anybody that's associated in this sanctioned body will have their races listed, and so you can go to that app anytime, maybe get reminders that it's coming, you know, races in a week or something like that. And then just rider groups in the area. And, I mean, I'm sure there'll be other things that come to mind there, but this is the basics of it now. And
then, you know, just like any business can be either done on, you know, say pen and paper, on, you know, paper-based ledger,
mm-hmm.
or it could be, you know, automated and, you know, be tech-savvy for both the customers and the clients, and then for the business administration as well. So, you know, in terms of automation, I think you guys would save a lot of cost and a lot of headache as well. I mean, sending out emails, let's say, in alternative to having an application whereby you can send out, you know, upcoming events, updates, and sending out reminders, you know, enrolling and onboarding racers. Even that's, you know, that requires quite a bit of administration, collecting payments, keeping them current,
mm-hmm.
you know, in terms of their renewal.
Yeah. Well,
all that could be automated, you know, with a mobile application.
Right.
And, you know, you just have to, you know, moderate the application from the back end. And even for that, we could give you like a handy kind of a back end panel that's going to allow you to keep a check on who's on the platform, who's paid, whose cards have declined, you know, and, you know,
mm-hmm.
you can send out an update. You don't need to, you know, send out like an email to each one of them. You could do like a, you know, an in-app update, you know, more like an announcement section within the application, whatever you'd like to call it, right, that tells them, that gives them updates on a regular frequent basis. So, you know, all of those tools and all of those, you know, human resource that could go into administering something like this manually could all be automated, you know, with minimal
uh-huh.
human interaction using a mobile app. I mean, that's just how I see it. I mean, in comparison to where you're working right now, and what you're planning to do, I think it does give you a bit of a leap, in fact, a whole lot of leap in terms of, you know, tech savviness of your, you know, your business in comparison to, you know, where you're currently at.
Right. Well, can you figure something out and get back with me? Kind of a cost to get that started?
I think I'm almost there. I can give you some, you know, some ballpark figures, more like a broad range that can help you,
okay.
you know, kind of set up your mind on, you know, whether you would essentially like to pursue this or not. The only
okay.
thing that I'm looking at is this last thing that says maybe a sponsor section, and that probably is where, you know, if people want to, say, partner up with you and have their promotions or something like that, or they
yeah.
want to, you know, they want to come together with you in terms of, you know, financing this platform, they could do it using the application, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that, I figure, would be, you know, could be pretty basic, whereby, you know, if they have any such interest, they could leave out a form to you that drops on your admin panel, and you could communicate with them, and you could, you know, probably drop them a package or something that helps them, you know, kind of follow through with you on this. And nothing else,
right.
Or do you have something
I,
to get in mind? Yep.
I just one of my sponsors now, they sell like life jackets and apparel, and I know on Facebook they always have a sale going every month, you know. So if I could get them to come on as a sponsor, and you know, like I said, there'd be a fee to them that when they do that, and again, I don't know how labor intensive this would be. You know, once a month that something would go out to the membership base. This is a special membership product that they could buy. So that was my kind of thinking there. Is that
more like
they,
a sponsor
placement
section within the application rather than, you know, wooing in new sponsors. more like a, you know, a placement for them if they sign up with you and if they, you know,
yeah.
get with you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if they sign up for me, you know, then they'll have this platform to send the membership base, you know, special products, or, you know, or just the product of the month or the sale of the month or whatever. But they know they're getting to the, you know, that membership base.
Right, yeah, no, I think that's a great idea, and we could probably build in like a sponsors wall within the application, or say, you know, promotions wall within the application. That could be, you know, that would be, you know, manageable in real time using the back end system. So you could upload their banners, you could upload their, you know, promotional banners and whatnot on that, you know, more like a parallel screen or more like a parallel section within the application that shows recent promotions. And, you know, you could also, you know, choose to sequence them a certain way or the other, and you could manage them on a daily basis or a frequent basis using the back-end admin panel that's going to be built anyway for, you know, keeping the app moderated and, you know, administered.
Uh-huh.
That I think is going to be probably the easiest part of all of this.
Okay.
Only the subscriptions is something of a, it's a bit of a significant module in the sense that there's a payment merchant integration, and then it has to be set up in a way whereby, you know, it does collections. So if someone signs up on 16th of April 2023, they need to be billed on 16th of April 2024, and, you know, every member has to be kept up to date with in terms of payments, sending them reminders, sending them, you know, automated reminders. That could be a bit of a, you know, that requires a bit of a legwork.
Would it be easier just to, because this has been talked in this other sanction by just the first of the year, it's due. You know, if you come in and say you have, of course, you got to be a member to race at these events. So you come in, let's say, in August for one event, the last event of the season. Yeah, you'll have to pay, but then everybody gets that reminder at the first of the year, and we can deal with all those membership problems early on instead of throughout the year. Would that be an easier solution?
That is going to be an easier solution in the sense that, you know, the app would not have to be automated the way it would have to be if it were on different dates, right? So, on the 1st of January, all you have to do is go into your system. The payment merchant would still have to be there. It still would have to be integrated to the application. The user would be able to store their card on the application for recurring billing. And all you have to do is, you know, on the 1st January or 31st December, you go in, you see how many people are there that have not, you know, submitted a cancel request, and you just go in and, you know, have them, you know, collect the payment from their card with a tap on each individual profile. You know, versus, you know, having the system be so smart to, you know, keep a track of the date of membership and connect the payment at the time when it's to you without any kind of human interference required. Once again, I mean, both of these are perfectly doable. We have done them for other companies as well. The payment merchants do allow for a lot of that as well. Say Stripe or, you know, one of the more renowned payment merchants, they can handle all of that for you as well. And, you know, when they're integrated to the mobile application. So none of this is not doable. It's just that I'm trying to, you know, kind of paint a canvas in my head on what kind of numbers we're looking at in terms of legwork and man hours, and that I can give you a more educated ballpark. Now, with this rider groups location, say we, again, I think a Google Maps integration whereby, you know, you could see the groups around you and probably get directions to them as well if need be. But more like an interactive map interface that pins down the rider groups that are around you, right?
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
So I think we, you know, if we have to do this for both the Android and the iOS, and then we have to have, you know, at least two interfaces: one for the admins, a second one for the rider. The rider community that's going to be joining the application on the front end, the mobile application. I reckon we'd be looking at somewhere between, say, the most reasonable quotation that I can give you is somewhere between $30,000 and $35,000 that's going to be one time, and that covers you for the complete, you know, whatever we have discussed so far as a one-off fee. Of course, payable in milestones and installments. And, you know, from there, you get a 90-day maintenance retainer as well, which begins on the first day after the application is completed. And then you can choose, you can decide if you'd like to retain us on a monthly basis to maintain the application and keep it up to date and up and running as well.
Right. What's an average, something like this, what would be a monthly cost to maintain it?
So for the maintenance, like I said, we you know, it's a simple tier we offer that's easy to understand. It's 2% per month of the total contract cost, right? So since I gave you a cost of, say, $35,000, for example, so it's, we're looking at $700 a month to maintain the application through us, which comes at uncapped maintenance. And the only thing it doesn't include is going to be the, any kind of enhancements or upgrades or, you know, building in new features into the application, of course. That comes at a separate cost. But otherwise, whatever's built into the application, regular maintenance, keeping the libraries up to date, keeping the Android and iOS versions up to date, all of that comes within the $700 per month cost estimate that I gave you just now.
Okay. That seems fair enough. Well, can you email me those numbers, and then I'm going to get with my partner tonight, and we'll start talking about it.
Of course, yeah, definitely. I think I did get your email.
Perfect.
Could you drop me your email to the?
It was through your chat, so I don't know if it was on there or not.
Okay, I didn't receive the email. So if you're not on the chat right now, I could take it. You know, you could just, you know, spell it for me, and I'll take it down.
Yep. It's Main Events 21. MAINEVENTS21 at MSN.com.
Main Events 21 at
MSN.com. Perfect.
Okay, perfect. And you said your name was Derek, right?
Terry.
Terry.
T-E-R-R-Y.
Oh, Terry. Okay. All right. Good to have you today, Terry. And can I have your last name as well?
Yep. Hebert. H-I-E-B-E-R-T.
Perfect. Thank you. So, Terry, I hope I was, you know, helpful today, if nothing else. And I'll definitely send you an email as well. That's going to include the minutes of the meeting today. We all the discussion we've just had today, along with the numbers that you're anticipating, along with our company profile and an optional NDA that you could, you know, if you'd like to get that in place as well. We do supply that. You could sign that, and, you know, before our next meeting, just to keep everything under the blanket. And then how soon do you want to recircle on this? Shall we kind of shoot for next week?
Yeah, we can shoot for next week. It's a little hectic because the event I was telling you about is the week after. We're gone for 10 days. So we are gearing up for that event. And then around the 9th, we come home and everything will kind of slow down.
Oh, wow. Okay. Thanks for the heads up. So,
So if all of a sudden you were trying to get a hold of me during that time, it's going to be kind of hard to do that. But, we can try to catch up next week. And we'll go from there.
All right, that sounds like a plan. So just keep an eye out on your email. I'll send you an email before the end of the week, say either tonight or tomorrow. And I look forward to speaking to you again, and, you know, probably with your partner as well. All right?
All right, perfect. Thank you.
All right, thank you for your time, Terry. I'll let you go. Enjoy with your kids. Okay, take care.
Bye-bye.